other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got some devastating news. Drugs linked to InfoWars.net, and the website went down because of so much traffic. Steve Watson has written a new article about pre-crime technology to be used in Washington, and InfoWars.net went down. Drudge, about 8 years ago, tried to link to InfoWars and Prison Planet a few times, but we couldn't handle his traffic. InfoWars.net is a auxiliary backup attack frigate in the InfoWar, and we hadn't put it on mega servers yet. And it was just down. It just went back up. We've got to get our IT guys in there. Red level. I know one of them just went to lunch, but is listening on local radio, 1330. Red level. Red level. Alert. Alert. Get it back up. We need millions to see this. Pre-crime technology to be used in Washington, D.C. Computers will predict crime will be committed by who and when. And, of course, we'd seen these out of England, and I was going to get into this later in the show, but had no idea that Drudge had just linked to it. Pre-crime technology to be used in Washington, D.C. In fact, let's just make this the key search term today. How about we do that? Well, I said I wouldn't do it for a few weeks. But I just, fix the servers first, huh? Yeah. All right, we'll think about it. Think about it. Are both of the IT guys eating? Red level emergency. Oh, my gosh. I wish I had the money to hire an extra person, because two guys to run all this is okay when they're not at lunch. But I also need somebody at night. That's when stuff happens. I don't have the money. That's why I need people to buy books and videos and T-shirts. I've built much of the studio. I don't have the money to fix it or build it all out. I need to get more funds to launch this super powerful social network that's almost done, but I'm running out of money. And I just need your support, ladies and gentlemen. I need to be able to beef up the InfoWars.net servers. You know, we try to do a lot of this on the cheaps, but this is huge. Another top Drudge link. I mean, that's good for a million visitors. Because not only does Drudge send you hundreds of thousands of viewers, he's the biggest website out there, and we've been linked by some of the other big ones. Not only does it do you get the traffic from Drudge, but then thousands of other news sites link and then report on what you're doing. It's just a magnifier that is so powerful. Ah, it just went down. Drat, drat, double drat. Okay, good. Emergency, emergency. We got Catherine Austin Fitz coming up. I hate it. You know, he will de-link it if it doesn't go back up. We need to have everybody take the PrisonPlanet.com version of Steve's article that's on big servers and get it to Drudge. I don't know if he'll change the link to it, though. I don't even know if they have Steve's article up. Yep, they've got it up. It just went up, too. Oh, man, it's up on Prison Planet. Pre-crime technology to be used in Washington, D.C. Catherine Austin Fitz is coming up in the next segment, and I said I was going to finish up with this caller, so let's just go ahead and go to him. Another oversight by me. I should have had that moved to bigger servers. It's on some pinochle server. It's actually on a big box, but that's not enough to take Drudge power. Richard in Tennessee. Yeah, about 13 years ago, I was sent by the makers of it. It never aired on BBC. All the clear evidence of government pedophile rings. And then we did air it in parts on Access, and it got picked up and put on the web. So, yes, I am aware of Conspiracy of Silence. Powerful stuff. And it's all over the web today. People can go watch it.
I've actually heard about it through you or through your website at some point in time. Seems to be a pretty high, fair quality version up there right now. But I was also going to mention, you've mentioned that you've got Tennessee and what's called Operation Stop in your newest film. And
The Army and Homeland Security searching cars on shutting down roads even when the governor says no.
Right, and that's the name of the program, though. It's called Operation Stop. I've actually asked the lieutenant governor about it and several legislature members, and no one even knew it was going on. So
incredible. I will check into it. We've had state reps on about it. Right now, I'm in complete battle mode with the InfoWars.net story linked on Drudge. It's down. We'll see what happens when we come back. Oh, dear.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know what? I'm going to do it again today. I want to make the top Google search pre-crime. Pre-crime. P-R-E-crime. Drudge link to one of our backup auxiliary sites, Infowars.net, instead of linking to the Prison Planet. It's not his fault. He can't know. Probably a million people will read this if we can keep it up. Drudge will pull the link if it stays down. So we need everybody to... get the pre-crime technology to be used in Washington, D.C. It's so important for this to get out to everyone. So let's search the term pre-crime. That way, regardless, people will be able to get the story if they wondered what it was. Pre, P-R-E-crime. That as one word, pre-crime, and that will send them to prisonplanet.com. We'll also get it up on Infowars.com, and Watson's going to email it to Drudge. So that he knows that, you know, here's the alternate site to link to, and we're very thankful for Drudge linking to that. We're going to now, for the rest of the hour, have Catherine Austin Fitz, who's on her vacation. She says she's in the beautiful mountains of the West. And of course, we had media, the USA Today earlier, saying that the government may need to ban music that's uplifting. It's a form of drugs. Folks, if you just tuned in, I'm not joking. Web delivers new worry for parents. Digital drugs. Music that's uplifting is a drug. I bet she sounded on the phone earlier, the guy said, uplifted by being in a cabin in the mountains. That's evil. And the government has a vaccine that will cure her of emotion. Catherine Austin Fitz is an investment advisor, founder and managing director of Solari Investment Advisor Services, entrepreneur, president of the Hamilton Securities Group, investment bank and financial software developer, government official, assistant secretary of housing, federal housing commissioner, Bush the First, investment banker, managing director, and member of the board of the elite Wall Street firm, Dillon Reed & Co. Doesn't get any more elite than that. Catherine has designed and closed more than $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategies of $300 billion in financial assets and liabilities. I wanted to get her on about the deepening depression, what's happening with currencies, the Iran situation, and so much more. Catherine, good to have you here with us.
Alex, it's always uplifting to hear you. you know, if somebody who's had enormous Durbar problems, I can't tell you how much I empathize with your situation. I remember, I don't know if you remember this, there was one 24-hour period when every time we tried to go to your site, we'd get sent to a mirror site that looked like yours, but that would give us the virus. Do you remember when that happened?
We've had all sorts of tricks. What that must have been was a virus on your computer. It's called scumware, basically, that takes over your computer when you put something in and then shows you tailored ads that look like the website. So that wasn't actually my site. We've had that happen.
It was our virus. Well, who knows? But all I can tell you is somebody really had it in for InfoWars that day.
Well, you know, this is just that Drudge linked to one of our backup auxiliaries that we're going to move to a beefier server. It's actually on the PrisonPlanet.tv server. That's a bunch of servers together. So PrisonPlanet.tv is having problems. So is InfoWars.net. We just purchased a bunch of other big servers in our own server farm here in Austin. We're building that right now. That was a capital improvement of $55,000, a lot of money for us, thanks to listener support. So we're not just spread out all over the world, but also have this as backups. But for now, this key Drudge Report link is deader than a doornail, but we'll survive it. We're going to make pre-crime the number one search today. Our wonderful listeners have never failed. But, Catherine, great to have you here with us. Breakdown. You've got the floor for the rest of the segment. I mean, I'm not going to interrupt you. Break down what's happening in the economy, everything you predicted, where this is going, housing starts, and existing home sales, the lowest. The headline says in 15 years, but the article actually says since the 1960s, 1968. And now the media is saying, it's not really a double-dip recession. It could be a depression.
Well, we're not going through a depression or recession. We're going through reengineering. In governance of resources on planet Earth is in the process of being reengineered. I call it a financial coup d'etat. And what we're watching is an economy that's very managed. It's a political economy. And so the different market frameworks you hear people talk about in the financial area in some respects aren't appropriate, Alex. And one of the things I want to make very clear about the current economy, if you said to me, you know something, Catherine, you're a portfolio strategist. Just reoptimize the economy to create as much wealth as possible. What I would tell you is the wealth that we could create, whether it's human capital or environmental capital or financial capital, is hundreds of multiples greater than what we have now. In other words, our economy is totally constrained by the desire of the people at the top to want to have total control. And the more you institute total control, the less healthy the economy is. And so we don't have an economic problem at all because the potential for wealth and abundance is unbelievable. What we have is a political problem, and that translates into cultural problems. So
they want to control it and hog it and be able to dominate. I said, "Won't interrupt, but I can't help it. You're so smart. You're absolutely right." And they know that. They know when they raise taxes, it drives down the economy. They admit it. They want control. They want to destroy it to consolidate it, as you've said.
Right. And here's the thing: for 500 years, the Western world has functioned on what I call the central banking warfare model. That's our paradigm. So the central banks print money, and then the military makes sure they take it, and we get cheap access to natural resources. And the reality is, Alex, that you and I have been the beneficiary of that. Most people in America have been the beneficiary of this model. You know, how did we get the land we're standing on right now? Well, we killed all the people who were here. Let's not be naive about how we got what we got. So the central banking warfare model has has continued, and the reality is it's not going to work anymore. It has to change. And you have a group of the leadership who are saying, okay, well, we have a plan to change it because it's no longer going to work. And our plan, you know, you and I refer to it as the New World Order, but it centralizes things. It gives much more totalitarian control, and it depopulates. Because let's face it, if we're going to live this way, you know, with 6 billion people going to 9 billion, there's going to be the real environmental issues unless you unsuppress technology, which threatens control. And so they've got a plan. And the reality, Alex, is we need a different plan. And what needs to happen is people globally need to come together and start talking about, okay, let's come up with an alternative plan that addresses all the issues. Because one thing I will say in defense of the New World Order's plan, they're addressing all the issues. Now, I don't like the way they're doing it, and I don't think it's going to work. I mean, the reason I ended up, you know, on a radio show with you and having that opportunity as opposed to sitting on Wall Street is I don't think their plan's going to work. I don't want to be part of it. It's disgusting to me. I don't want total control.
That's a moral position, too, and money isn't everything. Doing the right thing is so fulfilling, and being part of the human community and standing up against tyranny, as soon as you do that, you have a lot more energy. You feel good about yourself. I mean, so many people I talk to who are depressed or unhappy, the media makes them feel inadequate. All of this Madison Avenue culture is to make you think you're ugly and stupid. We are beautiful, wonderful creatures who can appreciate beauty. You know, for me, Catherine, just the fact that our eyes and our mind can appreciate a beautiful mountain vista or a sunrise or a bouquet of flowers or a beautiful woman, or if you're a woman, a handsome man, the fact that I can appreciate the innocence and enlightenment of my innocent children and literally see God through them. It's like that line in The Road when he's talking to Robert Duvall. And you know, the guy's saying, my son is like a god. And he says to him, yes, but in this dangerous world, you know, that's a dangerous thing. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not saying my children are gods.
Right.
I'm saying through that, I can see what really matters.
Well, but let's go back to the scripture. You know, Jesus said, what I can do, you can do. And that's true. In that sense, we all have that capacity to be of God. Why shouldn't we? I mean, why shouldn't we go to the very highest and excellent that we can be? And the challenge is that, you know, there are a group of people who feel that that would be, you know, that would make us very difficult to control. Now, in their defense, let me just go back, because I think it's important to look at this from what I call Mr. Global's point of view. Mr. Global is sort of my cartoon character for the people running things. And that is, you know, in their experience, Alex, the central banking warfare model and top-down control and force has always worked. In other words, and let me go back to the scripture just because there's stories people understand. If you look at the story of the crucifixion, remember, the Romans knew it was very bad karma to kill Jesus. They didn't want to do it. You know, Pontius Pilate was trying to figure out how to get out of it. And so he invited the crowd to choose who they wanted crucified, Jesus or the criminal, and the crowd chose Jesus. So the crowd got manipulated into you know, basically supporting the criminal and killing the good guy. And that's been the leadership's experience, that being honest and hardworking and doing the right thing and financial responsibility doesn't pay. And I'll tell you a very funny story. I was in London in 2001 giving a paper, and I described this in my article, Financial Coup d'Etat. If you just do a search under my name for Financial Coup d'Etat, you'll pick it up. And I was asked to give a paper, which was called The Myth of the Rule of Law, about the corruption in America, but from a investor's point of view, and explaining sort of the economics of the government budget and how the government money was really being used to sort of corrupt the whole place. And this was a huge sort of transfer to the insiders that was not economic. And anyway, so there was a guy in the audience who was clearly sent over. You know, the boys in America had sent him over to, like, you know, watch me and destroy my credibility. Is that the music?
Yeah, when we come back, finish the story. I didn't want to interrupt you. Stay there. Catherine Austin Fitz will give you her website as well straight ahead. And by the way, Drudge must be listening, because about 10 minutes ago, he switched over to PrisonPlanet.com. I want to say hi to Matt Drudge. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest, and we've got her website linked up on Infowars.com. Give us your website address, Catherine, if folks want to learn more.
SOLARI.com, and just click on blog, and it'll take you right to the blog, too.
So Solari.com, very simple.
Very simple.
Okay, and you got cut off during your story. Recap it and continue.
Okay, so I'm in London giving this presentation of a paper called The Myth of the Rule of Law, and the boys have coolly sent over this guy, who somehow is going to question my credibility. I finished my presentation, and it was very well documented, very calm, very professional, very much from the investment point of view. And this guy, you can see as I'm giving the paper, he's getting more and more frustrated, more and more frustrated, more and more frustrated, because he can't, it's very impeccable. And so we finish, and he burst out. He doesn't even raise his hand to ask a question. He said, "You don't understand. You can't trust the people to behave in a responsible way." And then I looked at him and I said, "So you mean you kill all the people who will take responsibility?" And it was like a man looking in the mirror. He froze, freaked, and stood up and just left. I guess he just flew back to the United States. But there, the challenge you have is that the people at the top, the leadership, assume that the people will not do the responsible thing, and you've got a negative cycle. And the question for us is, one, we need to get as far away from these people as possible. We need to withdraw our support, because if you look at households in this country, Alex, and our money, we're the one who are financing them. We're turning on their TV, we're watching their media, we're buying their newspapers, we're putting our money into Wall Street, we're putting our money in the big banks. We're financing this, and we have the power to simply withdraw. Very passive aggressive. You don't have to go confront them. You don't have to, get hit with tear gas in a march. All you have to do is say, something, I'm taking my mind and my money, and I'm leaving.
Well, here's a microcosm. Here's a microcosm briefly. I don't go shopping a lot, but this Saturday with my wife and children, I went to Target to buy cookingware because our pots and pans were getting kind of worn out. And we went over to the Tupperware area, the plastic Tupperware, and I'd say over 80% was suddenly glass. And it was all, heat resistant, shatterproof or shatter resistant brands has almost completely displaced. And I was watching while my wife was shopping in that area, I was watching women who do 80%+ of the purchases study show going up and buying the glass. And I asked the lady, I said, "Why are you doing that?" And she said, "Well, Alex, I like your show. It buys phenol A." So, and every police officer I see in Austin on the street or the road pulls over and says they're a fan now. I mean, and this is just my microcosm. I mean, we've reached critical mass. So just like people now know bisphenol A is bad, they're changing things with their purchases. And that's what you're saying is we need to do that with everything.
Everything. And let me tell you something. I've seen stories get on corporate media because they're afraid that you're pulling market share from them, and they can't afford to ignore any money because you're pulling too much traffic. Well, Yahoo, keep it up. And that's why, if more and more cash is coming into your site, you can provide more and more coverage. People buying DVDs, buying things from your site, it's going to get them more of the honest media, and it's going to shift the corporate media because they're going to be afraid. So we have the power with our time, our attention, our admiration, our money across the board. Just start voting for the people that you want to represent you and lead you. Now, I want to cover an area today which to me is so, so, so important. It's one you've done a lot on that's very important, but it's right now it's at a strategic inflection point, and that's food. Food. If there is one thing where a person needs to come up with and say, I don't want to be dependent on the corporate systems, I don't want to be dependent on industrial agriculture, I'm going to figure out a way to build and operate, my own food system. I'm going to connect with the local farmers. I'm going to connect with the farmers' markets. I'm going to learn about what food I need to be eating to be healthy. Because if you feel your children, are like gods, they can only stay that way, Alex, if they're not putting poison into their body. And they're right now in the food area, what is going on is a war. We see all across the country people enforcing against raw milk. Anything that has animal proteins, which is the source of incredible physical strength and intellectual energy, we're watching come down. We see people enforcing all over the country on raw milk. I don't know whether you saw several weeks ago with the police coming in with guns drawn to arrest a food club in Venice that was selling raw milk yogurt. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Catherine, stay there. Long segment coming up. You won't be interrupted for 18 minutes afterwards. Let's come in. I totally agree with you. The controllers are manipulating us through the food with chemicals they're adding. That's one reason to get out of their system. But also, we've got to become self-sufficient now. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Solari.com is her excellent website. Key information, her intellect, full spectrum analysis of the globalist master plan. I love the term she's coined, like central banking warfare model. Just amazing stuff there on the site. Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I do want to tell listeners, I can't help it. Everybody asked me to do more search terms, and soon we're going to have a voting system where you can vote once a week and kind of like dig, and it'll vote up what search term you want us to promote every week. We're going to be doing that with the social network. One thing we're going to be doing where you will choose, as the listeners, what the term is going to be for the week. But pre-crime, P-R-E-crime, C-R-I-M-E, as one word, that is the search term of the day. And we'll turbocharge the Drudge Report link to this scary article about computers predict what crime will be committed where and by who and when by surveilling your cell phone, your power bill, your internet surfing, your bank accounts. The government's dumping this all into giant databases. And after we talk about food, I want Catherine Austin Fitz to talk about this surveillance grid. And Google, in its own words, this is in the article, has purchased a Defense Department connected company. And they were funded by, of course, InQtel, an admitted CIA consortium. Google itself was, to, quote, predict the future. I've been telling you this for years. This is what this is all about. They can already, over 93% accuracy, just off of following your cell phone beacon with the GPS triangulation, after a few months of watching where you go and what you do, they know patterns of what you're going to do to 93% accuracy. This is what they admit, by tracking where you go and what you do. And they get an entire psychological image of you, and they're violating your Fourth Amendment. But more importantly, they can interject fake data into this and claim you're a criminal when you're not. It's just like the behavioral face scanners now in the airports. They're testing at, what, six airports that supposedly say your face looked criminal, or major airlines saying the back seat will film and record everything you're saying, and computers will take the audio of what you're saying. If you yell at your kids, CPS will be waiting to take them when you land. I mean, this is what they're admitting. Everyone will wear taser bracelets. Homeland Security's looking at that. So you're all criminals. But Catherine, continuing with food and other issues, then we'll get into pre-crime.
Okay, so we're watching enforcement against raw milk around the country in ways that are really frightening. But now with these egg recalls, we're starting to see articles saying we need to pasteurize the eggs. Okay, so what is, after milk, what is one of the great sources of animal protein to people? It's eggs. Well, Alex, I can't imagine anything more insane than putting eggs through a process where you destroy all the vitality, nutrition, and life force in them. I mean, so the pasteurization of eggs is now coming.
And they'd already been promoting that before this happened, and they're talking about not letting family farms have their own eggs, so it's a new level. They want to radiate them. They want to cook them. Milk is very healthy, the studies show, until they boil it and pasteurize it. It turns into basically sludge that is deadly to the heart. So this is the right weaponization of the food.
Right. And well, it's the how did we kill the Indians? We killed their food supply. If you want to kill a people in a subtle way, you kill their food first, and then you control it and have the remaining population be totally dependent. So the first thing people can do to help themselves is each person in their own life, their own household, start to build food freedom, food independence. It is crazy that we're all buying lottery tickets when our small farmers go without capital. So, you know, start, if you're a tither, start investing in building that local food supply.
Now, when you see people selling peaches, pull over and buy some, or watermelons, go to the farmers markets, or move out to the edge of town. Austin's actually passed a law where you can have chickens. A lot of people are doing it. Have a few chickens, and that way everybody's got chickens. They can't stop us from getting our own eggs.
Right. And, you have ediblecommunities.com is starting local food magazines in every area. Austin has a wonderful one. You know, that's somebody you might consider having on the show. And find, there are these huge sort of networks growing up, and they're fun. They're great. It's a way to meet great people, to have a lot of fun. You know, food brings out the best in us, and fresh food really brings out the best in us. So find the people who are building that. There are food clubs. There's something called community-supported agriculture, CSA. There are community gardens. There's just an endless array of things, and each one of us, Alex, has to do the thing which is, time convenient. You want to do this in a way which is convenient and fun for you, but get out of the big grocery stores, get out of corporate. The corporate food is not safe. That's what, it's so hard for most people to fathom how dangerous the poisons have become in the food system.
Let me add something to this. Through my son and some of his homeschooling friends, I've met people that live out in Wimberley and Dripping Springs, and I've even thought about trying to move out there, but the commute would be over an hour for me to get to my studio from Wimberley, and Dripping Springs doesn't seem to be far enough out. But when I've met these parents, they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're scientists, and many of them know who I am, but before they ever heard my show, they all know everything about the New World Order. I was out there a few months ago at a camp out for a birthday party. I was talking to medical doctors. They knew 15 years ago about the plan to have vaccines that go in and reprogram the brain to make you a submissive zombie. Now it's being advertised in the news as great. They knew all about the takeover of food. They created their own
community, food co-ops with incredible quality. It was the best food I ever ate, and they're obsessed with it, and they've now got this whole community of awake people. So if you find the people in your area that are involved in these food co-ops and things, you're going to find the people that know what's going on. I mean, it was amazing is what I'm saying, and now I'm finding that it's spreading all over. The globalists are scared.
Right, and look at where we've had. Let's refer to our team as the pro-decentralization team. We're the people who want, you know, because the New World Order has a plan to modify the central banking warfare. We need our own plan, and so we've got to reinvent how we do things, and it all starts with food. And what you'll discover, if you look at where our team has had successes, we were successful in homeschool. You know, they tried to stop homeschooling, and we said, oh, no. And look at it. Homeschool's growing gangbusters. Swine flu, they tried to push the swine flu. Alex, you were enormous in helping to stop that. But there are too many people who are smart about healthcare now, and they couldn't get it done. Now, you know, you saw Dr. Marcola's new interview. You got it up on your website. You know, so now they're trying to integrate it with the normal flu shot to get it done this year.
And that's what's incredible is the British Medical Journal, the EU Medical Commission. We've had the head of the journal, the editor, and the head of the EU Commission on, and they conclusively found premeditated lie. The shots give a tenfold increase in convulsions, massive increases in Guillain-Barré. It was a total hoax, and there was record low of people taking regular seasonal and the H1N1, so we had a record low in the last 20-plus years, this was admitted, flu season, because people didn't take the flu shots, because all the evidence shows it's causing most of the flu, just like the UN's been caught in Asia, Africa, and Latin America in the last 5 years, giving people weaponized polio shots that actually are killing and maiming them. And so now they're back again, saying you got to take the flu shot or you're dead, but as you said, record low of people buying the propaganda.
So what we're watching, but what we're watching in the food area is people drawing the line in the sand and saying, "No, I will not eat genetically modified food. It's not safe, and I will do whatever I have to do to get the right food for my kids because, you know, this is not food. Food is medicine. It's not just food. And when you buy genetically modified food, is not food. It's poison. So we have a choice. We can eat poison or we can eat medicine. And that's the choice. And too many people are drawing a line in the sand. So another reason to find the food people is those are the people who understand that death is not the worst thing that can happen. And they're the ones who are going to draw a line in the sand. And if you look at all, I have a number of friends, Alex, who are top consultants in the whole food industry. If you look at the market research reports on what people want in terms of fresh, local, or organic food, it's off the charts. I mean, it's growing like gangbusters.
It's growing, and the market's there, so more people need to invest in developing the clean, real food industry and advertising it and deploying it, because we can see the controllers worldwide coming in with a new flotilla of food suppression tyranny. They are trying to head us off at the pass.
Right, and that's why, not surprisingly, what did we just get? We're getting a new food safety bill. And, you know, in Washington, I used to always say when I was Assistant Secretary of Housing, whatever the name is, it's the opposite.
CIA been caught doing hundreds of times? Releasing microbes, funguses to kill third world crops, releasing grasshoppers by the millions. They are masters at this, and there's clear evidence they've been running false flags in many cases against food supplies, and it's always Big Agra that does it, but then they go after the little guy as the supposed solution.
Right, but they can't, you know, so food safety is basically a way to exercise even more, you know, control and concentration of food. And at the same time that the food safety bill is being negotiated in the Senate, what are we seeing in the markets? We're seeing BHP tender $39 billion for potash. What that's all about is clearly they understand behind the scenes that food prices are headed up, and that this is the premier control point, even more than oil and gas now. It's food. And so just as they understand it and they're making their moves, we need to understand it. I want everybody listening to this to sit down and say, okay, let's assume food prices for the next 3 years are going up, you know, 5 to 15% a year for the next 3 years. How am I going to jump the curve on that and get higher quality food at lower cost? And that requires, Alex, organization. And there are absolutely ways to do it, but we need to think starting very creatively about, okay, you know, do I join a CSA? Do I organize with my neighbors and do a food club? Do we go down and buy wholesale at the terminal market? How do we do it?
And by the way, that's normal human interaction. It's fun to be involved in the selling of good food, the growing of it. This is real humanity out there in the mud and the dirt and the grass, you know, with goats and chickens running around, not watching glowing TV screens and gobbling Prozac. But expanding on that, expanding briefly, my father about a year ago said, I'm suddenly seeing water well drillers all over Austin. I didn't know you could drill a well in Austin. We found out there's certain zones they don't let you in the name of water quality, but there are many areas in Austin and Travis County you can. And then I saw a newscast about thousands of wells being drilled, and I called up one of the biggest companies in the newscast, and they said, oh, hi, Alex. Yeah, we know who you are. They said a lot of people that are calling us and get – in fact, I meant to have them on. I never told the producers to get them on – that they're afraid the government's going to stop them from being able to have a well. They didn't even know they could have a well. So suddenly middle class and wealthy people, the well drilling rigs are just all over town. They're coming in from all over Texas to drill because the people instinctively know that the globalists are coming in buying up water supplies and they've got to get wells grandfathered. So we're really seeing people quietly getting ready.
Well, I'm an investment advisor. And I am constantly saying to people, why are you complaining that your yields are dropping on your investments and your water bill is going up? This is really simple. The water that you're buying is not safe. Get your money, you know, stop financing the water companies in the stock market who then provide you with unsafe water. Why don't you just go build your own well?
And that's why they're moving to block rainwater collection.
Right. Absolutely. Because the 20 years from now, water will be considered far more precious than oil and gas. Water, you know, water is, water and sunlight is the source and oxygen. And so, Alex, I live out in the country. I had my own well. I tested the water. Lehman's, wonderful store that supplies the Amish has a great water test. And my water tested perfectly. And I still got a whole house water filter because I was still afraid of what chemtrails might do to the water table. There's nothing more important than having excellent water. And so this is an area where everybody listening to this show, if your takeaway is, I'm going to think about how to create healthy, redundant sources of food and water and get withdraw from the system, because that's going to be one of the major, major control points. And the other thing to say, because if you look at what's going to happen with the economy, what's happening now, what's going to happen next year, I want everybody to sit down and say, I need to get radical about my time. How can I cut out of my life every connection to the big systems, the big governments, the big corporations? How can I reduce my interaction and my dependency in a way that saves me time? Because you're going to need that time to build these new networks and these connections. You're going to need time to really rethink how you do food. So, you know, turn off corporate news. Get radical. If you're doing things because you think it looks right, you need to stop that. You need every minute of your time to build energy for you and your family, because next year we're going to have lots of different systems going through unbelievable change, and it's going to put unbelievable pressure on your time.
Well,
more and more people and systems in crisis.
Well, I want to, get in the final segment, and as we go into break, talk about the changes from your financial expertise that we're going into and how serious it's going to get. But 7 million people, major university studies have shown, we've covered them here, starved in the 10 years of the Depression, it's estimated. They would get compromised immune systems from malnutrition and die, and there were a lot of serious problems. That was with 90% of people being rural, 10% being urban. Now we're right at 90% urban, 10% rural. Of that 10%, they estimate only about half are self-sufficient. We have got to get self-sufficient now. And real wealth is community. It's knowing your neighbors. It's being partially self-sufficient, at least letting them be partially self-sufficient, and having PACs to help each other during collapse. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Start being as useful as you can to your neighbors and the people in your network. That's how you, by being useful with everybody else, that's how we find the opportunities to build, because what we're really looking to do is build resiliency. And by really being able to help each other and do it without going through the big system.
Well, we've got to do it now. Stop buying the Walmart junk. Start investing. And my dad looked into drilling a well on his little piece of property. He's got 3 acres in town. And it's not zoned. He's not allowed to. But, I mean, I'm to the point of I wish there were drilling companies. It's time to start rebelling. You know, we're allowed to have our own water. You know, we're allowed. Did you see last year where a major city in Oklahoma, Tucson, said people may grow marijuana in their gardens? We want a law to have inspections of gardens to make sure backyard gardens aren't growing marijuana. Pre-crime. You're guilty until proven innocent.
Oh, my word. You know, it's amazing because having gone through litigation with the federal government, I went through 18 audits and investigations, and on several occasions, Alex, we were able to prove and document, it's all up on the web, that they tried to falsify evidence against us, and that's before they had this kind of technology. And it's another reason you want to be really involved with community and transparent within that community about what you're doing.
And exactly. Stay there. So you got witnesses. We'll be right back.
Attention. This is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Final segment with Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com. We've got the story mirrored that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net in case those sites have any traffic problems. GCNLive.com, the network site, has it in full. GCNLive.com, computers predict what crime will be committed, where and by whom and when. Total surveillance. Another video we didn't have a chance to play today, Constitution is Silly Stuff. The same Illinois congressman that said he doesn't care about the Constitution earlier this year, Congressman Phil Hare, has said it again. That's up at GCNLive.com. And a InfoWars.com reader was arrested when he saw the police handcuffing a woman who they let go during a traffic stop. He called them Nazis, so they came over to his house and arrested him. And the point is, it's not nice to call him that, but it is his First Amendment. That's up at GCNLive.com. But Catherine, finishing up in the last 5 minutes, what type of collapse are you talking about? Are the big changes in the next year? What's the time frame? And your final comment on all this Big Brother control system they're racing to put in place?
Alex, I don't think we're looking at a collapse. I think we've been in what I call a slow burn. I think the slow burn is going to continue. In the slow burn, you have insiders and outsiders, and the insiders protect themselves and financial assets by basically draining the outsiders. And what we're going to see on the, you know, among the outsiders is we're going to see a reconciling of overheads, whether in households, in state and local government, in small business, to much reduced cash flows and much higher expenses. And so the outsiders are going to continue to get drained and are going to have to, you know, go, the change is accelerating, and that's going to, it's almost a grinding of the gears. And as that happens, you're going to look for more and more controls instituted by the guys in the top so that they can continue to manage a process. Now, that's North America. What we're watching globally is an effort to rebalance the global economy from one that's sort of in where the motor is the American consumer to one that's rebalanced to the global consumers. You're going to see that rebalancing going on as more and more assets continue to be moved out of ownership and control of government into corporations, because we're looking for, you know, what they're looking for is a corporate managed planet that is much more top down controlled. And that's a global plan. And so we're watching them sort of proceed to do that. And with $12 trillion of bailouts, they have mighty resources to do it. And that's why, you know, what you always hear me say is don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in one, you need to start one. Because we're watching a planet that's being managed by conspiracies. So if we want to provide an alternative to the central banking warfare model, we have to start conspiring. And it starts by conspiring in ways that protect you on the outside. Because we're looking at a situation where your time is going to be more stressed than your time. Your income is probably going to be under pressure to drop. Your expense is rising. And you need to jump to the curve on that. And that's going to require a conspiracy, literally, for us to start to circulate more of our cash flows to each other. Because right now, we continue to shoot our cash, whether it's purchases or investments or bank deposits or donations, back to them. So we're financing our own. We're financing the guy who's shooting at us. And so it's going to take, you know, conspiracies at the, you know, in your network and in your local area to start saying, okay, what are my short-term problems? How do I start to barter? How do I use precious metals?
Well, they call it a conspiracy. All it is networking is a conspiracy. They conspire to take over. We've got to get organized, take over our local communities politically, but also individually, and point out that they are the progenitors of our misery and that we've got to get out of their system.
Absolutely. But you know something? We can create a lot more wealth than we can, so we can win.
And you've got a lot of that key information at Solari.com. Catherine Austin Fitz, thanks for spending time with us on your vacation.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You too. You're awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, the search term is pre-crime. Pre-crime. Get it out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.